Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 59 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 54 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 62 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Sunny. 83 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours. Mostly sunny. 84 degrees. Good afternoon. 15 hundred hours. Sunny. 88 degrees. Good afternoon. 16 hundred hours. Sunny. 89 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 90 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees.
Terror chunk. Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet testing.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 85 degrees.
All right, QST, QST, QST. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be amateur radio club number 110, WHA repeater and echo. This is a direct ignite and is open to all licensed amateurs. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just test net. Break for time. The W8UM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to their system. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and echo links. I will take check-ins in the following order: first short-time mobile and portable stations, then echo link stations, and finally our weather station. I strongly encourage new hands who may not have checked in before not to check in tonight. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call net control now.
November 8th, Sierra Lava Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile.
Good evening, Dave, and welcome back to the net. It's a lovely night to be put in. Sorry, I think my finger fell off the mic. So try again. What do you have for us this evening?
Not a whole lot, I guess. We're just out walking around the neighborhood, checking on how the streets are being done, They actually came out here on a Sunday and paved one of the streets here. We were a little puzzled by them coming out on a Sunday to do this, but I guess maybe they thought they were getting a little behind. So Sunnywood now has got all the end paving on it. So they're getting there.
NASB. Okay, thank you, Dave, for the street update. Nice, safe rest of the evening. Do I have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Any other short-time mobile or portable stations, please call.
Kilo 1, Delta Kilo Echo, Dave in Superior Township, mobile.
Hey, good evening. I got the mobile, but I missed the call sign there. So could you give it to me again, and then any exciting news, ham radio or otherwise, from you?
Yeah, this is Kilo 1, Delta Kilo Echo, K1DKE, Dave from Superior Township. Spent the afternoon at Dexter here on Metro Park, just rolling out of there now. Thought I'd jump on the radio and catch the net. Back to you.
Okay, Dave, K1DKE, I've got you now. Good signal coming in, and thanks for checking in this evening. So, do I have any other mobile short-time or portable stations? Please call my last call. Okay, any echo link stations, please call net control now.
at WD0BCF.
Kilo Echo 8 Papa Whiskey Victor.
Hey guys, WD0BCF, Kilo Echo 8 Papa Whiskey Victor. And so we'll put you at the top of the list. And I'll now take any regular check-ins, any and all other check-ins. Please call next to phone.
WSAU, this is Matt.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar, India, Sierra, John.
Alpha Charlie 8 Tango Oscar, Don.
Kilo Bravo 6, November Uniform.
Kilo Echo 8. Hotel Kilo Alpha, this is Matt.
Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet, no, it's Lanny.
Wow, I got a great load tonight. WSAU, KD80YS, Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Kilo Alpha, Kilo Echo 8, Bravo Zulu Juliet. Do we have anybody else? All right. Nothing heard. Let's go to the top of the list. WD0BCF, followed by Papa Whiskey Victor. Larry, how is life in Houston?
This is WD0BCF, still negotiating with insurance companies to get the repairs done, but other than that, taking a rest with ham radio, which is the preferred alternative. Back to you, Pat.
Okay, Larry. Good luck with the insurance companies. I don't envy you that. So next up is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Whiskey 50, followed by WSAU, KE8PWV. The frequencies are yours.
Yeah, Mike KE8PWV. I'm trying Echo Link right now. Excuse me, RF right now. Echo Link seems to be really scratchy. And now I'm doubling myself. Oh, hold on a second. Nothing really particular to report. Looking pretty nice down here in Saline. We're actually going to try to work on some unfinished shit tonight. Back to Matt, KE8PWV.
Okay. Mike, good to hear from you this evening. You were a bit scratchy there, but perfectly readable. Okay, so next up we have WSAU, followed by KV8OIS. Matt, what do you have for us this evening?
Oh, not too much here. I wonder if the reason they wanted to, they're doing pay on Sunday is because I think it's supposed to rain for the next couple of days. I wonder if they wanted to do it while the weather is with them. Or maybe it's just the general complaints about stuff being blocked off during the weekdays and start clogging stuff up and maybe reschedule stuff for the weekend to avoid congesting the traffic even more than all the downtown construction is. Let's see. It seems like the repeater is having a little bit of a trouble hearing. Like it seems like stations that should be pretty strong into it are kind of intermittently noisy, and even you were, and Don was, which is, he's running his outdoor antenna, should have no trouble getting the repeater, you know, full quieting, so not sure what's up with that. And I've been working on my antenna project some more. I got my, I put the 14 element Jaggy up on two step ladders, and I was mostly to tune it, but doing the match to it, but I was able to get into, let's see, the Southfield repeater, the NHKD in Detroit, and the Monroe repeater from the antenna just at 8 feet on the step wires. They were pretty noisy, and probably about S3 or 4, but it was able to key in a command that you back then.
So, Matt, are you able to get the repeaters on top of the Ren Center in downtown Detroit?
I didn't try the Ren Center, but I did try the one that we use for the repeater crawl, which is on top of the DTE building in Detroit, and it was able to hit that one. Of course, there was no one on the other side, so I don't know how well I was making it, but I was getting a pretty strong signal back from it. Back then, WSAU.
I may be mistaken, but I thought the GM Club had their stuff on top of Rem Center, but maybe somebody can correct me as we work through the list. Next up is KD8OIS, followed by ACHTO. John, any news from the tent?
KD8OIS, yeah, maybe a couple things. A little follow-up from Field Day. One of our visitors, turns out was a faculty member from Climate and Space. I guess she's doing some GPS research, and he's been having difficulties with all the interference from all the neighboring buildings. So he's putting out a portable tower to use. He's outfitting it with solar panels, transformers, batteries, receiving units. Plans to do some work outside of the campus area, so that's good with other parts of the campus to take advantage of some of our equipment. The other thing, we got another Raspberry Pi going up in Weiser Hall now as a receiving unit for the high altitude balloons. As everything else, we had technical problems, unfortunately, we have a pretty good IT person on our group that was able to sort that out, so that's all taken care of and receiving perfectly. Thank you, Pat, and everybody else, KD8OIS.
Okay, John, thanks for the update. A lot of noise on your signal, but I think we got most of it. And thanks for all your help keeping the shack running and for overseeing Field Day as well. Next up is ACATO Don, followed by KB6NU. ACATO, any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO Don. Let's see. Not a lot of North Campus. They're still working on the roof. I am on my 9700 at 100 watts with a tall outdoor antenna, so I'm not sure what's going on with the repeater. You've been completely copyable, but sometimes totally clear. Sometimes it's just a little bit of scratchiness. Matt was totally clear, so I don't know what to make of it. I was involved in the Weiser Hall trip with John. The campus networks and firewalls are strange and quirky, and we had to make a special rule for the East Building balloon tracker, and fortunately my colleague Joel Woods and my team, who's a firewall expert, knew how to copy that over to the Weiser Hall one, so we got the right firewall settings, and once we did that and got it onto the right subnet and everything, it all just worked after a bit of headbanging, so that was glad to see that going on. Not much else new for me, ACTO.
So, Don, were there any problems with this CrowdStrike file issue with any of the club computers?
Oh, yeah. Most of the club computers got whacked. I came in that Friday morning and just, because I had to do a Zoom meeting anyway and needed a quiet place, I stopped into their shack, and while I was doing that, I was beating on the computers. I got about three of them going. Fortunately, George and my team is a Windows wizard. He was able to make a rescue USB stick, teach our student employees how to use it, so they went around and unfouled the rest of them, so along with about 50 other computers. So I think we're pretty well caught up, but yeah, we got hit. It was a pain. I mean, once we had the right tools, it only took a couple minutes each to fix them, but you got to go visit every computer, so yeah, we got it. ACATO.
Yeah, I haven't been up to the Angel Hall Observatory to see what status the computers are there. I assume the worst. And my computer, it took a personal visit on Monday from LSA IT to get it going. So what a mess. What a problem with a single file can bring down a significant fraction of the planet. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, next up is KB6NU Dan, followed by HKA. Dan, anything for us this evening?
Yeah, WA4DSI.net, KB6NU. Good evening, everybody. So I managed to, I'm not using this Quancheng HD, and I managed to program it with Chirp, so that was a little bit of an accomplishment. I also did some POTA this weekend, set a personal best, 80 contacts on Thursday, including 21 phone contacts using just 15 watts, so that was pretty cool. And but that's it. Nothing else earth-shattering. Back to you, KB6NU.
Okay, thank you, Dan, for checking in. With regards to signal strength, then, replying to what Don said, I'm sitting here, I'm not moving more than 3 inches in either direction, and so I would assume that whatever is happening on the repeater and not because I'm, you know, trying to do jungle jacks or something. So, any signal changes are elsewhere, I think. Next up is Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Kilo Alpha, followed by DZJ. Matt, how are you this evening?
This is KE8HKA, Matt in Ypsilanti Township. Good evening, Pat. I'm doing well, and good evening to everybody on the net. I just wanted to make a few comments about what I'm hearing on the repeater. Almost all stations are over-modulating. I'm hearing, it just sounds like the volume is cranked, either on the sensitivity of the reception or on the output of the repeater, because let's see, DSR, I have over-modulation, SBE, over-modulation, DKE, over-modulating, nothing on BCF. BCF sounded great through EchoLink. That makes me think of something with FM. WSAU, I didn't have any trouble with over-modulation. KD8OIS, ATO6NU, all three stations over-modulating. It seems like it's just the repeater's getting driven really, really hard. And surprised that Don is using 100 watts. Don, I'm on 5 watts, and I'm in Ypsilanti getting in just fine, so I'm not sure if it's related to power input or what's going on, but definitely sounds different than it used to a few months ago. KE8HKA, back to net.
Okay, Matt, thank you for that very helpful signal report. I'm looking at the EchoLink, and almost everybody that speaks is pinging into the red. Now, if I remember correctly, the volume was adjusted upward a couple of weeks ago because then it was too weak. So now it's too strong, and maybe a la Goldilocks, the next adjustment, it'll be just right. But thanks again for that detailed signal report. But again, on EchoLink, I'm watching the transmission going out on EchoLink, and everybody is pinning in the red. So finally, on this one, we have KE8DZJ. Mo, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Pat. I just got a phone call from a friend of mine over on the west side of the state, so I'll make it short. Glad to check into that, and wish everybody a wonderful start to the week. And with that, I'm listening out by clear.
Good luck with your friend on the other side of the state. You were definitely over-modulating. So, so that concludes the round of check-ins. Do we have any check-ins or rechecks? Please call Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Sierra Romeo now.
So we said you rechecked. You dropped out a couple times there, too, as you were calling for recheck.
EchoLink.
Yeah, I'm giving my thumb a good exercise by holding the transmit button. So I have WSAU, and I had a second station that was EchoLink, and I believe that's PWB. Come back to me, please.
Affirmative, KD8, PWB, recheck.
I have two rechecks, WSAU and KD8, PWB. WSAU, Matt, recheck is yours.
Thanks, Pat. So GM Club does have a repeater on top of the Renton, but it's a 70 centimeter, and I was testing a Yagi antenna. We used to use that for the repeater crawl, but it had some issues, so we switched to the DD repeater, or the repeater that's on the DD building. And let's see, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so the stations sound like they're over-driven somewhere on the repeater in the audio chain, not over-modulated in the FM modulation. So it maybe there's something that's making an intermittent connection somewhere on the repeater, and it got turned up to try and compensate for that, and then whatever it is now making full contact, and now everything's too over-driven. Anyhow, back to that.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Definite problems there. Final recheck is KE8PWV. Go ahead.
Yeah, Pat, with reference to the overmodulations, yes, definitely hearing that on Echolink. But also with the overmodulation in some cases, as Matt reported, well, he actually didn't report this, there was actually a little bit of echo in the Echolink coming back out. So that may be another piece to the puzzle for you and John as you all work it out. All the best for everyone. KE8PWV back to net.
Okay, Mike, thank you very much for that report. And I have the volume turned all the way down on Echolink, so otherwise I would definitely get doubling. Anyway, with that, let's do one final call for new check-ins and rechecks. Any new check-ins and rechecks. WA4DSR is next in call. Okay, nothing heard. With that, we'll close out the net. One note for John, KB8OIS. Can you relay our findings tonight, or what was observed on the repeater to W2PUT and the people that run the repeater, KB8OIS?
Yep, I can send off an email right now, KB8OIS.
Thank you, John. Thanks for everything you do to keep the shack and the club going. With that, this is WA4DSR. We'll close down the net for this week and look forward to hearing all of you with much clearer audio next week, same time, same frequency. Have a great week, everyone. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 81 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 78 degrees.